The first one is admission, getting to the stage where you admit that the current version of capitalism that we've been implementing isn't working. It is fundamentally flawed. And it's not just me saying that, it's people like Bill Gates, it's people like the head of McKinsey's. You know, we have a problem with the way that we've designed capitalism, and that's the shareholder-driven model. So admit that we have some big challenges: climate change, biodiversity loss, growing gap between the rich and the poor, corruption, and so on. Admit to those things. Don't pretend that they're not happening, and admit that business is actually at the moment still a big part of the problem. The second is then ambition. Be prepared to set those audacious goals in whatever sphere of influence you have so that you can inspire people, so that you can actually transform the society. That's what we're good at, and in business especially, we can innovate to that, but we have to have that ambition. And this is something where the net zero, net positive movement is having a big impact. You know, aim for zero waste, aim for zero fossil fuels, aim for zero accidents, and so on. We have to stretch ourselves. And the last is to be purpose inspired, you know, really connect with what it is that gives you meaning in your life and in your work. And that's going to give you the passion and the energy that you need to make these big changes in the world and in the company.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.